What's up, folks? Welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm joined with Jason Shurka live at Burning Witch. It doesn't look that great, Jason. What's going on over there?
It's me and my buddy Daniel. We're here right now.
What's up?
What's up, Daniel? And, how's it going?
It's gonna be interesting. It's an interesting time.
So
right
what,
now.
What's happening right now? You called me and said you're stuck out there.
Yeah. So basically, there's no entrance. There's no exit. They shut down the airport. They shut down airspace. So technically, nobody can even come in here. And there's no gas trucks or like anything like that. Nobody can come in even to give us ice. So basically, the problem is that it started raining yesterday. And as it was raining, it kept going and going and going and created like this whole
thing. Oh, my God. Let me see that.
Like it's like, so
that's
like a
everywhere.
Shoot. Everywhere. Just like that. So you
so
can't
people
drive.
People are trying to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. And the problem is if this lasts till like, you know, what they say?
They're like until Wednesday right now.
Like Wednesday, possibly Thursday. If that's the case, there isn't enough food in the water. Like there just isn't.
There's potential. How many people are there right now, you think?
80,000.
You're there with 80,000 people and there's no concerts, nothing?
Right. You can't move.
So it's just you're stuck.
I mean, Everyone's... We have a lounge over there, and in that lounge, you know, like they're playing some music, but no, you really can't do much. It's tough.
So it's so like everyone just wants to get the hell out of there, and you're stuck. You're not allowed to leave.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you guys are getting a good beat. You know, people are. It's not a good time, Holger, but it's in 20.
Show me around a little bit. Can you show me around a little bit?
Yeah, so this is like our camp, and there are tents, and then you got a big pyramid up here, and that's like the open playa, which is like, you know, where all the cool stuff happens.
So
and
is
it's
it
pretty
done,
awesome.
So is it done raining? I mean, are they said, is that it for
no,
the fork?
No, that's the problem. They're saying, when did they say it's going to rain again?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So you guys are done. You're this trip sucks now. This is, you got to make the best of it, obviously.
It's over. Now it's just about how do you get out?
So all the roads are blocked.
Yeah, you can't do it.
So you're being basically held hostage there?
If it's being held hostage by somebody, I don't know who the somebody is, but I can tell you.
No, I'm just saying that's what it feels like. You're not allowed to leave and nobody's allowed to come in.
Yeah, this is like one of the few times we came out of the RV just to hang out.
Is there any idea or inclination on when you could be able to leave?
Wednesday. Right now, we're expecting to Wednesday. We kind of need the sun to hit all the mud, dry up, so cars could start moving. You know, you could barely drive a car. You could barely walk. You saw what the mud did to your shoe. Imagine what it's going to do to your wheels.
It's hard.
Aren't there a lot of RVs there, or is it all just...
No, you know, we're actually... Like, yeah, there are a lot of RVs. Some of them are over there, but there are people sleeping in tents here, and that's where it gets tough. It's like...
Can you show me inside the tents real quick, Jason, real quick?
No, because it's not my tent. Can't walk.
Oh, okay. Can you walk? Dude, is it like, how deep is that mud?
Let me show you. Let me flip the camera real quick. One sec. Can I flip the camera? There we go. Okay, so like this is.
Oh, no.
Like one of those, you know.
Oh, my God. So you guys are just like in the trenches, dude.
Yeah. Like it's stuck. There's some people that are barefoot. And I mean, yeah, no, it's.
And you're not going to be able to get those big RVs out of there.
No, these are going to have to.
They're
stay
stuck.
I have a filming in Vegas and in Colorado, and I need to be there. So, I'm on a mission right now to figure out how to get out of there to make it in time for that filming.
So you guys just have to wait for it to dry up and then get out of there, or you need a helicopter, dude.
Which I'm in touch with a few people. A lot of cool people reached out and said, I got a plane, I got a helicopter, how do we do it? The problem is that I don't know what the rules are with, you know, fees,
so
permits, things like that.
You're stuck with 80, there's 80,000 people there right now?
Yeah.
This is the first time it's done this, right? That you guys have had this problem?
Somebody said the last time it happened was like 20 years ago or something, but obviously I wasn't there. So yeah, that's,
so you
that's
guys
what
don't,
I
mean. There's no activities going on, nothing. You're just kind of bumming around.
There's nothing to do. There's.
Oh my. And you're in the middle of the desert.
In the middle of the desert. And it's acidic sand. So you see my lips, they're all chapped and like cut up.
Do you have food and water and all that? Is there enough of that to go around?
We do, and we're going to share with people when that becomes necessary. Right now, it's still in a good place. It's foreseeing 24 hours from now, it could be a problem. 48 hours from now, it could be a problem. People are going to need to stick together through this one. There's like no space to not help somebody here.
Will you keep me updated on everything? So
keep you updated the whole way.
How is it? What's everyone saying right now? What's the consensus like? What's the temperature?
Some people are
like?
Really scared. Some people are scared. Some people are sad. Some people, which I love, I would say like the majority here is we're in this right now. Let's make the best of it and have a good time and just do what needs to be done with a smile on our faces. That's the general energy. But then you have a few outliers on both sides.
And where is Burning Man again? Where is Burning Man located?
Nevada. I think it's near Black Rock City, Nevada.
Damn. So keep me updated, Jason. Can I just see the outlook, the lay of the land one more time?
Let me flip this over one more time for you. So these are the RVs. And then you got this. That's like the back of our camp. Daniel. And then you got
That big pyramid right there? What is that? What's in there?
A lot of amazing workshops and parties at night.
But that's all shut down too, right?
Yeah. One of the things that we brought here, by the way, is it's a custom. I wish I could bring them in. You think I'll do service? I'll try to bring you in a second, but let me tell you what it is first. It's a custom 36-panel EE system called the Cradle of Life that was custom made as an art piece that's functional for this pyramid. So we brought that energy on a large scale to the entire pyramid and to the entire, Burning Man. But it was in the pyramid during meditations, to any form of workshop, to like amazing parties, amazing music, amazing, just like everything. It was unbelievable. I'll try to bring you there. If I cut out, be well.
And let's just see if you can bring us in there, folks. Let's just see what. Cool. Yeah, let's you. Let's see. Let's yeah, see if it. This is great. I'm so happy I'm not there. I wanted to go. I was about to, dude. I was thinking about going. You know, Brad Olson and Lauren Eisenhower are there.
Check this out.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Okay, so I can't go in because I'm going to get it dirty again, but check this out. One second. Wait.
Yeah, I can hear you. It cut out.
Over here, for example, you see a huge breath.
I can't see anything. I can't, it's glitched out on me. It glitched out.
This metal.
Well, it looks like it cut out. So, all right, folks, that's it. So, is there going to be mayhem at Burning Man, or what is going on? This is crazy. Everyone's stuck there right now, kind of like hostages on a plane. There's nowhere to go. Let's see if I can get them. Can you hear me, Jason? Jason, you there? Oh, man. All right. It is what it is, folks. Peace.